Welcome to Control Plus Talk. This is Anthony on Kate. All right, you've sent us a really interesting article to dive into today. You're trying to decide between two AI code editors, Windsurf and Cursor. And you want to get a handle on what makes them tick. I hear you picking the right tools can be a headache sometimes. This article, Windsurf versus Cursor, which is the better AI code editor, by Steve Sewell from the Builder.io blog. Seems like the perfect place to start.
Definitely.
It's hot off the press from December 17th of this year, too. I'm already seeing some intriguing stuff here. Agentic mode in both editors. One feeling like an Apple product and the other Microsoft, even a workflow that uses both alongside Figma and Builder.io. Sounds like a wild ride. What stands out to you right off the bat?
Honestly, I think the biggest question is how much these editors actually differ. They both have the standard AI features, auto completions, code-based chat, multi-file generation, even inline editing. Plus, they both use Claude 3.5 Sonnet.
Okay, so two things there I want to unpack. First, you're saying all those AI features are basically expected now, like table state.
Absolutely. It's like buying a car and being surprised it has an engine. If an AI code editor doesn't have those features these days, it's practically obsolete.
Makes sense. But you also mentioned something called Claude 3.5 Sonnet.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who haven't gone full AI nerd yet, what is that? And does it mean Windsurf and Cursor are basically twins under the hood?
Great question. Claude is a large language model, kind of like the engine powering all these AI capabilities. Think of it as the brains of the operation. Mm-hmm. And version 3.5 Sonnet is the latest and greatest.
Uh-huh.
The article author makes the point that comparing code quality between the two editors is pointless because they're using the same brains. But that doesn't mean the editors are identical. It's like giving two chefs the same ingredients. The difference is in the recipe, the approach, the execution.
Ooh, I like that analogy. So it's less about which one writes better code and more about how each editor uses Claude to help you write better code.
Exactly. And that's where those other differences, agentic mode, the Apple versus Microsoft vibe, start to get really interesting.
Well, let's dive into those then. The article seems to paint Windsurf as the more user-friendly option, especially for beginners. Agentic mode being the default, likes clutter in the interface, and seeing the results of your code live in the development server before you even accept the changes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Simplicity can be deceptive. Windsurf is designed to get you into that flow state where you're just cranking out code without friction. Think of it as the minimalist Zen garden approach.
Zen and the art of coding. I like it. But what does that agentic mode actually do that makes it so special?
It's more than just autocomplete on steroids. In agentic mode, the AI is actively trying to understand your intent, not just suggesting the next word or function. It can recommend entire blocks of code, almost like it's pair programming with you predicting what you're trying to build.
That's seriously cool. So you're not just telling the AI what to do line by line. You're more like giving it the high-level goal and it's figuring out the best way to get there.
Precisely. And the live feedback in the dev server just amplifies that feeling of flow. You see the impact of your changes instantly, which keeps you in that creative groove.
Sounds like a dream for anyone who hates constantly switching between editor and browser
to
check their work.
Exactly. Now, Cursor takes a different approach, one that the article describes as more for power users.
Yeah, they call it a kitchen sink of features with things like manual context selection, always on code diffs, and even AI buttons for fixing errors.
Right. Cursor's all about giving you granular control. It's like driving a stick shift. You have to put in more effort, but you also have more precise control over the machine.
I'm sensing a but coming. It sounds powerful, but is there a point where all that control becomes overwhelming even for experienced devs?
That's the trade-off. Cursor assumes you know what you're doing and want to fine-tune every aspect of the process. It's not afraid to throw a ton of features at you, which can be daunting for some, but exhilarating for others.
So for someone coming from a traditional code editor, Windsurf might feel more like a natural evolution, while Cursor is a whole new beast to tame.
That's a great way to put it. And we haven't even touched on some of Cursor's more advanced features yet.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to dig deeper into those power user features and see what else these AI code editors have up their sleeves. This episode of Control Plus Talk is brought to you by Albion.is, your trusted partner for DevOps solutions. Visit Albion.is today and discover how they can help you streamline your development workflow and achieve your technology goals.
And we're back diving deeper into the world of AI-powered code editors. Before the break, we were talking about how Cursor takes a kitchen sink approach, packing in a ton of features for those who really want to get under the hood.
Right, and I'm still a little wary of all that complexity, but let's give Cursor a fair shake. The article mentions AI buttons for fixing errors AI in the terminal, even custom rule setting. It's like they threw in every AI trick they could think of.
It's definitely a lot to take in, but that's kind of the point. Cursor is built for developers who want ultimate flexibility. Those AI buttons, for example, let you trigger specific actions without crafting complex prompts. Need to refactor a function? Boom, there's a button for that. Want to generate documentation for a piece of code? Another button done.
Okay, that does sound convenient. But what about the AI in the terminal? Isn't that a recipe for disaster? I can just imagine the AI going rogue and wreaking havoc on my system.
That's where the custom rule setting comes in. You can define strict guidelines for the AI to follow, ensuring it stays within the bounds of your project's conventions and best practices. It's like setting up guardrails for the AI's power.
So you're essentially training the AI to code like you do following your style and preferences.
Precisely. And this level of control extends to how Cursor manages context. It's not just about tagging relevant files. You can feed it entire documentation sets, specific web pages, even particular Git branches. The AI uses this information to provide hyper-relevant suggestions tailored to your exact situation.
Wow, that's impressive. It's like giving the AI a complete understanding of your project's history and goals, not just the current file you're working on.
Exactly. And speaking of understanding the bigger picture, there's one feature mentioned in the article that really caught my eye, the Figma to Code workflow.
Oh yeah, the author kind of glossed over that, but it sounded almost magical. How does that even work?
It's actually pretty ingenious. You start with a design in Figma and then use the builder.io Figma plugin to select specific elements and generate code snippets from them. You can then paste those snippets into either Windsurf or Cursor's terminal and use the AI to flesh out the functionality, data integration, all that good stuff.
Hold on, you're telling me I can just grab a button from my Figma design and have it magically transformed into working code?
That's the gist of it. It's a huge time saver, especially for front-end development. Instead of meticulously coding every element from scratch, you can focus on the logic and behavior, letting the AI handle the boilerplate.
That's a game changer. But it also sounds like something that could quickly get out of hand. How do you ensure the generated code is actually good quality and fits seamlessly into your project?
That's where the AI smarts of Windsurf and Cursor come into play. They can help you refine the generated code, connect it to your data sources, and ensure it follows your project's conventions. It's not just about spitting out code, it's about making it work for you.
So it's still a collaborative process, even with all this automation. You're guiding the AI, shaping the code to fit your vision.
Exactly. And that brings us to a really interesting point. The article author mentions wanting a true AI debugging agent, something that can not only identify errors, but actively fix them.
Yeah, they seem pretty frustrated with the current state of AI debugging. Is that even possible with today's technology? What would that even look like?
Imagine this. You hit a bug in your code. Instead of painstakingly stepping through it line by line, you simply describe the issue to your AI agent. The agent analyzes the code base, pinpoints the problem, and suggests or even implements the fix.
Whoa, that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Mm.
But it also raises some questions. Would we even understand how the AI fixed the bug? And wouldn't that make us overly reliant on the machine potentially losing some of our own debugging skills?
Those are valid concerns, and they speak to the broader ethical implications of AI and software development. It's not just about building cool tools. It's about understanding the impact those tools have on how we work, how we think, and ultimately how we define ourselves as developers.
That's a deep thought and definitely something worth pondering as we venture further into this AI-powered world.
Absolutely. And it's something we'll continue to explore as we wrap up this deep dive into Windsurf and Cursor. Stay tuned for the final part where we'll discuss the article's verdict and offer our own recommendations on which editor might be the right fit for you.
You won't want to miss it. We'll be back in just a moment after a quick word from our sponsor. And we're back for the final leg of our AI code editor deep dive. We've explored the ins and outs of Windsurf and Cursor, their strengths, their quirks, even dipped our toes into the philosophical waters of AI's impact on developers.
It's been quite a journey, but before we wrap up, I think it's important to address the elephant in the room, the article's verdict.
Right. The author gives a slight edge to Windsurf for ease of use while acknowledging Cursor's power.
I'd say that's a fair assessment. Windsurf is like that friend who's always up for a casual coding session. It's easygoing, gets you into the flow state quickly, and doesn't overwhelm you with options.
But Cursor is more like that intense mentor who pushes you to your limits, demanding precision and offering a vast toolbox to master.
Exactly. And ultimately, the best choice depends on you. Do you value simplicity and speed, or granular control and a wealth of features? Are you looking for a gentle introduction to AI coding, or are you ready to dive into the deep end?
It's not about one being better than the other. It's about finding the tool that best fits your workflow and personality.
Precisely. And the beauty of it is you don't have to choose just one. You could use WinSurf for quick prototypes and personal projects while reserving Cursor for those complex, mission-critical tasks.
That's a great point. It's like having different tools in your coding arsenal for different situations.
And this brings us to a final thought I want to leave you with. Both WinSurf and Cursor represent a snapshot of where AI coding is right now. But the field is evolving at an incredible pace. Who knows what features will become standard in the next year or even the next few months?
We were just talking about that true AI debugging agent the author was dreaming of. Is that something you see on the horizon?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see significant advancements in AI debugging capabilities very soon. Tools that can not only identify errors, but suggest fixes, refactor CAD, and even learn from your debugging patterns.
It's both exciting and a little intimidating to think about.
It is. But it also underscores the importance of staying curious, experimenting with new tools, and constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
So don't be afraid to dive in, try things out, and see where this AI coding journey takes you. Who knows, you might just discover a whole new way of thinking about software development.
Well said. It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you, and I hope our listener has found it both insightful and inspiring.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI code editors. Remember, the best tool is the one that empowers you to create amazing things.
Until next time, happy coding.